MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now, we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Share your eBay thoughts with us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
Donica from Gilbert, Arizona is on the line with us, Griff.
Yes.
And we're dishing her listing number 281-305-459-526. And we've made it down to the bottom of the listing, and I showed how dumb I was by saying I didn't even realize it was an album where you could put your own pictures. But, you know, this is a great thing, especially for grandmas, because then you can just, an Altoid box is just a few inches in diameter. And all you can do, well, I guess in length, and all you have to do is reach in your purse and grab it out and show people.
Would you like an Altoid?
It's wonderful.
Would you like to look at my grandchild? She's curiously strong.
In an Altoid box. So I think it's a wonderful idea. It really is. It's fantastic. Yes. I really like it. And I like pretty much everything she's done here.
Yeah, I do too. And it's nice to have a little bit of marketing. I don't think it's a bad idea. I would put the measurements on separate lines because it's always easy for them to read that. Everyone pretty much knows the size of an Altoid tin, but having the measurements on a separate line would help, I think. Other than that, I can't see anything wrong with this. It's very easy to go through the rest of the information and look and see, and it's very quick and easy. I like it. I like it a lot.
I gave her a 4.9. What about you?
Oh, yeah, 4.9. I gave
4.9. Fantastic.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
you're doing a good job. So let me see. How long have you been selling on eBay?
I've been on since January 30th.
Yeah, she's a new seller, Griff.
Well, for a new seller, you're doing darn good.
Really?
Well, thank you.
This is a nice looking... You know, one of the things new sellers tend to... by and large, put too much stuff in their listing. You know, when you go down under item specifics, it's just a mess of stuff.
Oh, you should read your feedback. Have you read your feedback? Look at all these happy customers.
Yes.
So
I
somebody
listen to
says,
your radio show every day, so I know what to say on there. I've learned a lot from listening.
It's perfect. Here's some feedback. So adorable. It was precious. Excellent packaging. Loved it. And that was for another handcrafted item. And thank you for a very beautiful item, high quality, fast delivery. Love them, at loss for words. Thank you, beautiful card, beautiful, very nice work, fast delivery. You're great. Love the album. You got the kind of feedback that every seller dies to get. So you're on your way, babe.
You know, I could see a little girl handing her grandmother this. Excuse me for bringing up grandmother so much, but I am one.
Well, we can't help it, can we?
I could see a beautiful little girl just handing her grandma this little gift. I think
that's
it's
what I had in mind.
I think it's adorable. Good job, Donica.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Keep up that great work.
And if you'd like to call us today, our number is 888-RADIO-30. And if for some reason you don't want to call or you're too shy or maybe you're at work or something, you can always go to the eBay radio player you're listening to us on right now. There's a tab on the bottom that says Contact Us. It's really simple. You click on it. You type in what you want to do. You can even type in an item number and we'll dish your listing. If you like. So, Griff, we have heard from Cindy in Dover, New Hampshire. Her eBay ID is Foxtail 4 Distinctions. And her question is regarding buyer feedback. I just got positive feedback from a buyer who hasn't paid for the item yet. How does that happen? Could a buyer leave negative feedback prior to payment?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Okay. Regarding buyer feedback.
I just
got positive feedback from a buyer who hasn't paid for the item yet.
Oh.
How does this happen? Could a buyer leave negative feedback prior to payment? Weird.
You know, I don't know the answer. I don't think they can, but I'll check. Because it's kind of the unpaid item situation. Let me check, and then I'll mention after the next break. I'll actually go and try to do that and see what happens.
Okay.
But that is a good question.
It is a very good question.
I've had, in the last year, I had somebody leave me positive feedback before I even shipped the item. And then I asked them, I said, well, thank you. And they said, I'm so certain I'm going to love it that I had to leave you positive feedback. Well, I'm not going to argue with it. I'm just going to hope she's happy. Some people are just so enthusiastic, they can't hold it in. They have to leave positive feedback.
So. Okay, here's another one.
Yeah.
Andrea Severs from Mooresville, North Carolina, known on eBay as Homestead Bargains LLC, gave us an item number, but I don't think she's asking for a listing dish. Okay, she says, I'm a little concerned about the new seller standards coming in August. I sell shoes, which have a higher return exchange rate than many other items. Mm-hmm. I try to make my listing very detailed with plenty of photos, item specifics, as well as sole measurements, but that can't ensure a good fit for the buyer.
That's all right.
While most buyers will likely check the correct item doesn't fit option, there are plenty who will choose item not as described.
Right.
Is there any protection for us in this situation? I've added an example of one of my shoe listings that I'd love to have dished. Any comments would be appreciated. Oh, she does want a listing. Dish also.
Yeah, so before we dish the listing, let me say this.
All right.
I would need to know what your current rate of returns are where someone is accidentally saying item as not as described when it's a matter of not fit. So for an item that doesn't fit, it's not a defect. If it's item not described and they then say item doesn't fit and the case is open, then you allow the case to escalate, or you escalate it, and it'll be closed in your favor. If you're not opted into the hassle-free returns, I strongly recommend you do, because when you're opted into that return flow, when the buyer selects, I want to return an item, the drop-down list they're presented with has item doesn't fit right on the top of the reasons. If you're not in the item... in the managed return opt-in, when they look on that list, they're more inclined to see item is not as described. Now, I admit, you can take me to task or take eBay for task with this. This is not an elegant process. What it should be is very clear to a seller who has a piece of a clothing that doesn't fit that they are immediately directed into the right place. That's not the case today. I was a little alarmed before the announcement of the seller performance standard, because I see this as a loophole which causes a lot of sellers consternation. The current fix is that if that happens to you, and especially if the buyer has bought a pair of shoes and said they don't fit and then chose that as a reason, is to immediately escalate the case and it will be closed in your favor. That being said... shoes can be tough. I've had one return pair of shoes that were, I stated the exact measurements and everything, but the guy said, you know, they're too tight. And I said, okay, well, your feet are swelling. What am I going to tell you? You're getting old.
Water pill.
When guys get old, there's certain parts of their bodies that grow. And
others that don't.
Your feet, your hands, your nose, your ears. And I've heard about other parts, but I have no personal experience with
that. Or proof of that.
Or proof. So there it is.
Well, okay. I think we should go ahead and dish her listing. What do you think?
Well, I do. And let me bring up a page here where we can type it in.
Okay. I got to go back and find it.
I was on the plane, babe, not you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, here it is. It is 3808-8220-2150. A 10 multicolor beaded studded toe ring slide sandals size 5689 NWB.
These look like something you'd wear.
Too flat.
Oh, you don't like them when they're that flat?
I gotta have a little bit of a heel.
Oh, you do, babe?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because of wearing high heels all my life. So I forgot what the doctor called it, but something happens to women's feet.
Oh.
And they have to...
They fall. Your arches fall.
They have to have a little heel.
Yeah.
But this is a beauty. And also, I don't like the toe thing. Anything I have to stick my toes through.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like it if it has a middle thing. But it's gorgeous. It's like an Indian beaded.
Right.
This is really gorgeous. And she's got multiple sizes.
Right. You can select from 5, 6,
she even has mine. She's got a 5 and a 6.
So let's talk about the title first. A tan, multicolor, beaded, studded toe ring, slide sandal size 5, 6, 8, 9, new with box.
Probably should have mentioned shoe in there somewhere.
Yeah, the word shoe is important. I might also, it looks like this is a brand name, but it's because this is made in China, it's hard to tell. It says here, Easy. I wonder if that, I don't know if people are searching for shoes with the brand name Easy. I don't know, and I'm not going to claim to know, but that may also be a consideration. Maybe a consideration that she's already taken into consideration and decided it's just as well not to have that brand name in there. So besides the word shoe, maybe flats, would that be okay?
Yes.
So there, I would mention flats, because they definitely are
she
very
flat.
She
has sandal, which is definitely a sandal. So.
Yeah. Your pictures are great. I can see and zoom in. No problem with those pictures. They look like they are actually, I got to tell you, those pictures look like they could be in a professional.
Well, you can only
brochure.
Zoom in on, like.
I can zoom in on all of them.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Okay,
they could be
yeah.
a little bigger, but I'm telling you, they're big enough now so that the zoom sure. feature works just fine.
And I like the pictures.
Yeah.
I think they tell exactly what the shoe looks like.
Exactly.
Then item specifics.
Item specifics.
Oh, I see here. Okay. This is a top-rated plus item.
Right. That means she's a top-rated seller, and this item offers... Oh, there's the music, so we'll have to do it when we come back. Wow, this hour is flying by. What's
Stay
up with
this? Us. We're going to finish.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to PageMage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.
Ah, shipping nirvana. When shipping is so streamlined and sensible, you can't imagine doing it otherwise. That's shipping nirvana. And ShipStation wants to take you there. No matter where you sell online or where you plan to sell online, no matter how long it takes now to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. With ShipStation, you can create from one label up to 500 at once, automatically mixing and matching carriers. And you can automate decision points, letting the system assign specific carriers and packing slips while you're already on to the next thing. ShipStation also makes it easier to communicate with customers. Customized email confirmation and tracking information sent like clockwork. Let your customers know you're playing in the big leagues. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. eBay Radio listeners get an extra month free after the free trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio. We make shipping the solution you've always wanted it to be. Like we said, shipping nirvana.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 250.
You've made the sale, and now it's time to get your item into the buyer's hands. David Rayer is known on eBay as top-rated seller Simos 310. He has this shipping tip for those just starting out and longtime eBayers.
You know, smaller items, if it's 13 ounces or less, I almost always ship first class. I've found that it's just about as fast as priority mail, and it's a lot cheaper, and you can pass that savings on to your buyers. For items that are between 13 ounces and 3 pounds, I almost always send it priority mail. And you can send those priority mail to anywhere in the nation for less than you can ground shipping.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We are on tenterhooks waiting for your call, and they're starting to hurt. Call us now. 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Now, come on, pick up that phone and call us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Or you can use the Contact Us tab on the bottom of the eBay radio player to type us something. We are dishing a listing for Andrea in Mooresville, North Carolina. She's known on eBay as Homestead Bargains LLC. It's item number 3808-822-0250. And we've gotten down, it looks really good. We love her pictures. And we've gotten down to item specifics. They look really good to me. Tan, heel height, flat, beaded. Brand, Easy USA. Style slides with, everything looks good there to me. How about you, Griff?
Looks great. I'm doing something a little bit right now, research for trying to find out if anyone is selling these.
Okay. And I also would rather have this little Octiva thing be down at the bottom rather than at the top.
Yeah, that's always
the scrolling gallery.
Have that, right. You should have the first thing the description should have at the top is the description.
Yeah, I like these Octiva galleries, but they should be down at the bottom.
That's very true.
So she's got, she's got bullet points. I love this woman. See, North Carolina, we women. We North Carolina women. We know what the heck we're doing.
Blah, blah, blah.
Easy USA. Ladies. Ladies.
Ladies.
Beaded, studded toe ring sandals, new with box. Color tan, available sizes. Then she's got the little bullet points there for half sizes. Sole measurements. Toe to heel, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Fast free shipping within the USA. Then she's got payment, returns accepted within 30 days of purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Tags must not be removed for return. Shipping, international buyers. I like this. I like this.
Yeah, I'm trying to find, so I'm looking for any others because I want to see what the prices are. And just out of curiosity, I think $24.98 free shipping sounds reasonable. So I don't think you're overpricing, but I'm not doing the research.
I would pay $24. I would pay $25 for that sandal.
But
that's a really nice looking sandal.
Okay. Yeah.
Then
I'm going to go by your word. So far, great pictures. Title just needs another word or two, I think, so you can grab more eyeballs.
Yeah. Put shoe.
Yeah.
I'm giving her a 4.9.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I really like, by the way. And this is something a lot of sellers don't do, but I think, what was the seller's name again?
The seller's name again is, God bless her, Andrea.
Andrea, right.
Mm-hmm.
So Andrea, what I really like is I like the way the information that you've provided in the description is so easy to read. It's so easy. I am not going to miss a single detail about this item. I know exactly what I'm going to get. And I love, 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 love. And I'm seeing more sellers of shoes do this, that it says size 9, 5. It says like size 5, 9 inches. So that I can compare that to maybe another pair of sandals or flats that I own to make sure that they're going to fit me properly.
It's wonderful.
So I think you're doing a wonderful job. You're obviously top rated, so you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You got 4,481 feedback, babe.
And top rated plus for this item.
Yeah, so I think you're doing great.
I get fast and free at my house.
Fast and free.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have fast and free too.
Okay.
So you're doing everything right. I give you a 4.9 as well.
Terrific. We like it, Andrea. Thank you very much.
We appreciate
it. You know,
I can't believe the time is going so fast.
I know. And we have time to take a little call here from somebody we know very well, Griff.
Oh, who's that?
Cindy in San Diego, California, known as Patty Sin on eBay.
Hello,
Cindy's
Cindy.
Got a quick
Hello.
Question. Hey, Cindy. What's your question?
Well, my question is about offering expedited shipping. Normally, I offer free shipping, like for first class, say 10 ounces. If I wanted to offer expedited shipping, I guess that would bump it up to priority, maybe a pound. And then I put the cost in there, right? It doesn't have to be free.
Right.
So
if you have a standard, you can have a, I believe, up to three services. And
okay.
The first one can be free. And the other two can be options for the buyer if they want to select to get it even faster, but those can be paid services as well.
And so any of the priority would be considered an expedited service, but I could just choose expedited shipping. I don't have to detail if it's going to be priority or the flat rate envelope or something like
that. No, yeah, right. You can just say, you can just select that heading when you're listing the item, yes.
And if they choose that, then is the final value fee calculated on that, or is because I offered free shipping to begin with?
No, it's calculated on what they pay. So if it's free shipping, right, if they select a service that's paid, then the final value fee is charged on the entire amount of their payment.
Okay, and does that help in search if you do offer an expedited shipping method, whether you're offering the first-class package or parcel select, and then you do offer an expedited shipping? Does that help bump up in search at all?
Or? It is not one of the recommended best practices, although it is a great practice. It's not one of the recommended best practices for optimizing ranking in search, and that's all I can tell you.
But it's still a great thing to
do. It's a great thing to do.
Keep doing it.
To the holidays and stuff.
Keep doing it.
Well, I just thought I'd start, yeah. And we had a great meetup I forgot to call in last Monday night. It was great. And one of our members gave a great thing on how to improve your listings, and Deborah Lindell. And then we also have a new sponsor, which is Mark and Robin Levine from Bubble Fast. So we're going good.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Hooray, San Diego.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Patty.
All right.
Sin.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Well, I know you probably aren't aware of it, but a full whole hour of your life has gone by, and you hopefully have learned something. I know I have. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We're awaiting your call in our second hour, 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time, and if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.